Man City have a lot of possession of the ball. For me, it's been quite an easy transition because of that.
The script was written, though. I mean, I know it's a while ago now, but to make your debut against Chelsea and all the rest of it, I mean, it's just very strange, wasn't it?
Very strange, very strange. And, you know, with a bit of hindsight and looking back on it now, I can say that I sort of semi-enjoyed the day. It was very weird and strange for me to score against Chelsea. I never envisaged playing against them, but I'm here, and I came on and it happened, and I think it was a fair result on the day and all that sort of thing. It sort of worked out all right. So nothing changes, you know. Everyone knows how I hold Chelsea in my own head. But for me now, it's very important to concentrate on, you know, being here at Manchester City and trying to help them in any way I can.
Now you're playing regularly in the Premier League. Is there a temptation not to go to New York?
Well, no, I mean, I think the temptation is to not go too far ahead of myself. I mean, my career here is now until January the 1st, basically. So I think focus on that and then see what happens from then, because, you know, I don't know, there's been a lot said about when the season starts in America, and that's the only thing that can decide my future is how well I'm playing. You know, they'll be kicking me out in come January if I don't play very well, and that's what it is. So I'll look game to game and try and perform as well as I can.
You've won the City fans over there very quickly. I mean, I think most of them would not want you to go rather than it be the other way around.
Well, that's good. You know, that's what you want to do. I mean, I'm pleased with that. I mean, obviously I've scored a few goals here. I hope they can see my desire. You know, I haven't come here just to train and make up numbers in the squad. I mean, people might have thought that was the case when I came here, but it's not. I want to perform. I've always done that throughout my career, and hopefully if they see that I give it that and give it my all game to game, then the fans will get behind me. I think they're a very good bunch of fans. I think they're very similar to Chelsea, a group of fans that have sat through some difficult times over the years and then really, really appreciate the good times, and I can see the similarities in the fans from that.
Have you been surprised how quickly they warmed to you, though, given that you are such an icon down there?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I mean, I think there's no huge great rivalry in Chelsea Man City in terms of the fans. I mean, obviously in position in the league in recent years, of course, like they're competing against each other. But I think, as I say, I think people just understand. I've been at 13 years and would understand how I feel about Chelsea and how Chelsea fans were with me in that game. But it doesn't change anything now. I think Man City would always hold their players that have been here a long time in that regard. And football moves on very quickly. And as I say, all I can do is show my desire to play well and help the team. And I think no matter whether I've been at Chelsea, no matter wherever I've been, nowhere, you know, that's what fans want to see, so hopefully that's why.
You've always been a professional throughout your career, Frank. Now you're wearing that Club City club badge on your chest. How does that feel to you at the twilight, if you like, of your career, to have that badge on there?
Listen, I'm very proud. I mean, at 36 years of age, I didn't expect to be leaving Chelsea, but when that happens, you evaluate and you go, okay, what's the next move? And of course, New York City was a fantastic move for me in life and football, and it was the right move. But this having come up, you know, what 36 year olds get the opportunity to come and play against this much quality in this club? I'm very fortunate, and I don't want to miss a minute of it. I want to train, I want to keep fit, because I know my future will be in America, but at the minute I'm really enjoying it.